My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis. Perek Yud Beis backtracks to describe the growing support for David HaMelech while he was still on the run from Shaul, and continues through the joyous coronation celebration at the end of the Perek. Our Perek begins, the Eileha Ba'im El David LeTziklag, Od Atzor Mipnei Shaul Ben Kish. These are the people who came to David in Ziklag while he was still hiding from Shaul. The Philistine king Achish had given David the area of Ziklag as a place to live while he was on the run from Shaul. This turned out to be his last stop before returning to Israel proper. He lived there for a year and 4 months. The first of David's supporters to be listed in our perek are 23 members of Shevet Binyamin, who are described as Maiminim Umasmilim, Bavanim Uvachitim Ubakashas. They were Maiminim Umasmilim, they were ambidextrous, able to use both the right and left hands in slinging stones and shooting arrows. Next, our perek lists 11 members of Shevet Gad. The pasuk says that they joined David while he was still in a wilderness stronghold, Lamitzad Midbara. Chronologically, David's stay in the wilderness was right before he ended up at Ziklag. So the arrival of supporters from Shevet Gad actually preceded the arrival of the supporters from Binyamin listed at the beginning of the perek. This turns out to be significant. The supporters from Shevet Gad are described in dramatic terms. Upnei aryeh pneihem uketzvaim al haherim lamaher. Their faces were like faces of lions, and they were swift as gazelles upon the mountains. These members of Gad were all heads of armies, with the least of them being equal to 100 men, while the greatest of them was equal to 1,000. They were so strong that the pasuk tells us that they crossed the Jordan in the month of Nisan, in the early spring when the snows have melted and the rivers overflowing and very challenging to cross. There's a deeper meaning in the fact that these strong warriors of Gad were the first of the subjects of Shaul to defect to David's side and to begin the process through which he was ultimately crowned over all of Israel. Yaakov's bracha to the tribe of Gad at the end of Sefer Bereishis is perhaps the most cryptic of all the blessings Yaakov gave to his sons. The entire bracha is a play on his name, Gad Gedud Yigudena V'hu Yagud Akev. A gedud is a regiment. The first phrase, Gad Gedud, means that God will recruit a regiment. According to the Medrash, this refers to the group of soldiers from Gad who led the battle formation into Israel during the initial conquest in the days of Yehoshua. Gad, along with Reuven and half of Manasseh, had requested to live on the other side of the Jordan and promised that they would join their brothers in battle on the western side, even though they already had their own territories. They kept their promise, not only joining the rest of Israel, but leading the battle. Hence Gad Gedud, God recruits a regiment. The second part of God's bracha, V'hu Yagud Akev, is explained as referring to another regiment that will follow in the footsteps, hence the word Akev, which means heel, follow in the footsteps of the original group that was involved in the conquest. This second regiment refers to the warriors of God who were the first to join David as described in our perek. An alternate medrash says that the word heel in the expression V'hu Yagud Akev hints to the end, specifically the end of days. The medrash says Gad Gedud Yigudena V'hu Yagud Akev, quoting our pasuk, Lo'oso Shehu Bab Akev, referring to he who comes at the heel. Who comes at the heel? Who comes at the end? Hine Anochi Shaleach Lachem is Eliyahu Hanavi. Behold, I will send to you Eliyahu the prophet. Shehu Mishevet Dad, who, according to many opinions, was from the tribe of Gad, Lekach Ne'amar V'hu Yagud Akev. And therefore, the pasuk says, and he will come at the heel. So we see a thread here, the initiative of Shevet Gad connecting these 3 points in history. His initiative manifests itself first in leading the conquest into Israel, then in arriving first to support David, and then ultimately at the end of days, when a descendant of God, Eliyahu, will be the first to herald the arrival of Mashiach. Continuing on in our perek, Pasuk Yud Zayin describes a group who came to David in the wilderness, including people from both Shevet Binyamin and Yehuda. Rashi says that the members of Shaul Shevet of Binyamin made sure that some members of Yehuda would come along with them, including Amasa, who is David's nephew, so that David would trust them. Indeed, David was unsure of their sincerity and greets them with the following words: Im l'shalom basam elai la'azreni, yeli alechem levav liyachad. If you come peacefully to me to help me, my heart will be united with you. Ve'im l'ramoseni l'tzarai b'lo chamas b'chapai. But if you have come to betray me by handing me over to my adversaries, even though I have done nothing wrong, yira elokei avosenu v'yochach. Let the God of our fathers witness and judge. In response, Pasuk Yetzes tells us that a spirit took hold of Amasai, the head of the group, and he spoke on behalf of the group, saying, L'cha David v'imcha ben Yishai shalom. Shalom l'cha v'shalom l'ozracha, ki azracha Hashem elokecha. We are yours, David, and with you, the son of Yishai. Peace be to you, and peace be to your helpers, for your God helps you. In response, Vayikablim David, Vayitnei Barashei Hagdud. David responds by accepting them to be captains of his regiment. The Gemara in Gitin says, based on our Pasuk, that we double Shalom Shalom, peace, peace, when greeting a king. The Maharal explains that since the king is responsible for the welfare of the country, we wish Shalom both to him and to the country that he represents. Amasa's words have been included in a beautiful tefillah called V'yitein Lacha, which we say on Matzah Shabbos on Saturday night, either in shul after Maariv or at home. V'yitein Lacha is a collection of passages from the Torah that are all brachos. It's like an anthology of blessings that we say to start off the week. The first one, beginning with the words V'yitein Lacha, Hashem should grant you, is from the bracha given by Yitzchak to Yaakov. The rest of the brachas are divided into topics, including redemption, knowledge of God, relief from distress. And finally, the last one is the bracha for shalom, for peace, and includes Amasa's words from our parak. The paragraph reads as follows: Borei nivs vasayim, Hashem creates the fruit of the lips. Shalom shalom l'rachok v'lakarov, amar Hashem rifasev. Peace, peace for far and near, and I shall heal him. This is a quote from Yeshayahu. Then comes our quote regarding Amasa: Shalom lecha, shalom lozracha, ki azracha lokecha, v'yikablim David v'yitnei barashei hagdud. Peace be to you and your helpers. And David accepted them as head of the regiment. Then a pasuk from Sefer Shmuel: V'amartem kol lachai v'ata shalom uveischa shalom v'chol asher lecha shalom. Peace to you, peace to your household, peace be to all that is yours. And finally, ending with a quote from Tehillim: Hashem oz li'amo yitein, Hashem should give his nation strength. Hashem yivarech as amo v'shalom, Hashem should bless his nation with peace. So Amasa's words to David are here included as part of a tefillah that is said on Matzah Shabbos. Continuing on in our perek, the various tribes and individuals who came to support David. Psukim Chaf through Chaf Gimel describe the arrival of men from Menashe. The pasuk says, "Mi Menashe naflu al David." Also from Menashe, some defected to David. Bivo im plishtim al Shaul melchama, when he came with the plishtim to battle Shaul. Some background: when did David go with the plishtim to battle Shaul? In Sefer Shmuel Perek Chaf Ches, David pretends to align with the plishtim against Shaul, but they send his forces back because they're suspicious of him, rightly so. It was at that time, when David and his men were turned back, that the tribe of Menashe joined up with David. Our pasuk continues, "V'lo azaram," and David did not help them. "Ki be'etza shalchuhu sarnei plishtim le'mar b'roshenu yipol al adonav sha'ol." For the officers of the plishtim sent them away, saying, "With our heads he will fall to his master Shaul." In other words, they didn't trust him. They suspected he would reconcile with Shaul by handing them over. The psukim continue to tell us that day by day, more and more people came to support David until his army grew like an army of Hashem. Psukim Chaf Dalet through Lamed Aleph give an accounting of the people from the various Shvatim who came to Hebron to coronate David. In terms of numbers, David's own tribe of Yehuda is underrepresented in this accounting. He had already been ruling over them, so perhaps they didn't come to this coronation in which other tribes were represented. He had already been ruling over them in Hebron. Similarly, the tribe of Shimon, who he may also have been ruling over by virtue of the fact that their territories were dispersed within the territory of Yehuda, the numbers of Shimon are also represented and underrepresented in this counting. The people of the tribe of Yisachar are described as Mibnei Yisachar Yodei Vina Le'itim, and the children of Yisachar had an understanding of the times, Lada'as Maya Ase Yisrael, to know what Israel should do. The pshat, the plain meaning of this pasuk, is that the people from Yisachar had a good understanding of what was going on at any given time. That's the idea of Yodei Bina Le'itim, the times, and therefore how to advise accordingly. Radak quotes from the Medrash and the Gemara. Yodei Bina Le'itim, what does it mean that they knew the times? Rabbi Hussein Zal Pershu, our rabbis explained, Sheyodim La'aber Shanim U'Lekvoa Chadashim. V'zehu Sha'amara L'das Ma'yasa Yisrael. They knew how to establish leap years and the beginnings of months. In other words, they had expertise in astronomy and in the laws relating to seasons and times, and were therefore able to advise on halakhically related questions on the issue of timing the calendar. The pasuk on Yisachar continues, Rasheihem Masayim V'chol Acheihem Alpihem. Their heads were 250, referring to 250 heads of courts of Jewish law, and all of Israel would follow their words with respect to halachic decisions. After describing the support for David from the various tribes, the parak concludes with a description of 3 days of festivities in honor of David's coronation. Pasuk Lamed Tes reads, Kol Eila Anshe Melchama Odre Marecha B'Levav Shalem. Ba'u Chavrona l'hamlech es David al Yisrael, v'gam kol shiris Yisrael lev echad l'hamlech es David. All these men of war came with a full heart to Chavron to make David king, and the rest of Israel that were not present at the coronation likewise were of one heart on the matter. The pasuk stresses the unity, the single-mindedness in all the people coming to crown and accept David. A note in conclusion of our parak. Divrei HaYamim skips over the 7 years that David was king in Hebron over his tribe of Yehuda only, and goes straight from the death of Shaul in Parak Yud Aleph to unified support for David in our parak, Parak Yud Beis. In general, the narrative in Shmuel and Malachim reads more like a road with bumps, ups and downs, struggles and triumphs, while Divrei HaYamim reads more like a smoothly paved highway. Our parak emphasizes the enthusiastic participation of all of Israel, culminating in a joyous coronation celebration. Divrei HaYamim zooms out to a wider lens, the focus being on the odyssey of the Jewish people as a whole, starting from the creation of the first man through the establishment of the Davidic dynasty, setting the stage for the Second Temple community, and ultimately the final redemption. This shiur is dedicated to Lezecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.